Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller. Man, what a story we have for you. Paul DeGelder is a former Army paratrooper and Navy bomb disposal diver. That's just the beginning of the story. While he was participating in a training exercise in Sydney Harbor in 2009, a bull shark swam up and attacked him. He tried to fight back, but he was pulled underwater, violently shaken. Suddenly, the shark ripped off part of Paul's right arm and leg. He was fitted with prosthetics, spent months recuperating. But now, he swims with sharks on a regular basis, is involved in shark conservation, and as a motivational speaker, he hosts Shark Week on the Discovery Channel, as well as the podcast, The Dirt Down Under. His new book, Shark, Why We Need to Save the World's Most Misunderstood Predator, is his love letter to those sea creatures, and his warning to the world about what will happen if we don't look out for them. It's available now. And Paul joins us here on the National Defense. Paul, how are you?
I'm doing great, mate. How's it going?
Hey, before we get into the book and your encounter there, tell us about your military experience. Because our audience is all active duty military veterans and their families. So how was your experience?
It was really amazing, actually. I joined the Army Airborne Unit in Australia in November 2000 after my career working behind the bar in a strip club and becoming a rapper didn't really pan out. so I followed my two younger brothers into the Army. They were both artillery. And I asked them, I was like, you know, what do you think about me joining the Army? And they both wet themselves. And they're like, there's no way. And I said, but look, if you're going to do it, just don't join infantry. We know you. It's too hard. You won't make it. And so the next day I signed up for infantry.
Of course you did.
And you can't have your baby brothers telling you what to do. And so I had a great time. You know, I made a brotherhood. I got to carry the light machine gun a lot of the time, and I got to deploy with the UN as a peacekeeper to East Timor and got to work as the translator there, obviously after a two-week course in the language. So that was a really cool experience, but I got a little bit bored with running around the bush, being dirty and smelly the whole time and always being hungry. I was looking for more adventure, and I heard about these guys called the clearance divers, the elite level of the Australian Navy. And so I thought, you know what, I've never dived in my life. Let's go and do that. And so I did the 10-day selection course, and fortunately I was extremely fit because that was 10 days of pure mental, emotional, and physical torment. I lost about 15 pounds, 20% of my course quit, and most of that was on the first day. But I passed and went on to 37 weeks of training and in everything from maritime tactical ops to mine countermeasures, land-based EOD, hard hat diving on the tools, O2 diving, mixed gas rebreathers. So like a really incredibly vast, interesting job. So I really loved it. It was great. I had such a cool brotherhood, and I got to live basically on the steps of Sydney Harbour, one of the most beautiful waterways in the world.
Yes, absolutely. We're talking to Paul DeGelder here on the National Defense. Navy diver, lost two limbs in a shark attack, and he's got a new book out called Shark. And so let's go to that day now, Paul. Kind of walk us through that, if you will. And this was this just one of those regular days for you?
Not really. It was actually a really boring day. We're doing a counterterrorism exercise. Sounds pretty new boot Gucci, but it was nothing for us. Like the R&D department of the military wanted to test unmanned video and sonar. So, you know, the automated video would detect surface motion of attack swimmers coming in to, you know, maybe put bombs on our ships. And there was a sonar attachment to it that would detect motion under the water. So, you know, detect attack divers. And so me and three of my teammates were acting as those attack swimmers. And I had my new guy in the water for the first 30 minutes because he's the new guy. So we're in Sydney Harbour. We're alongside the big Navy base there, Garden Island. You know, this is a spot where we've conducted training for decades. You know, the warships are there, so we come over from the dive unit and we go and train people on how to search for Olympic mines and the hull searches and all that sort of stuff. So nothing random, and we're really just swimming from point A to point B to see if this equipment could detect us. And I, after 30 minutes, I pulled a new guy out and gave him a break, and I rolled over the edge of the Zodiac in just a black wetsuit and a pair of black fins, and I'm just on the surface on my back swimming towards the bow of a ship. And that's it, like, boring day. It's February in Australia, so it's the hottest part of summer for us. But, you know, overcast, murky water, and I look over my left shoulder just to make sure I'm headed in the right direction. And before I could even turn back, I got a huge whack in my leg, and I didn't think too much of it because it didn't hurt. I thought maybe the guys in the boat got too close and I couldn't hear them because of water in my ears.
Right.
And I turn around and look down, and all of a sudden there's a massive shark head, like, attached to me. And I'd never even seen a shark before. And so my brain is trying to process this gigantic head. And then I'm like, I've seen Shark Week. I've seen the Crocodile Hunter. I'll jab it in the eyeball.
Right.
So I try to go for the eye, but it's got my hand as well. I look down, I can see teeth embedded in my wrist. I can see the teeth embedded all into my wetsuit along my thigh. And so I think, okay, left hand, but I can't reach it with my left hand. I try then to punch it in the nose, but at that point I figure it decided I was food and started shaking me, took me underwater. It was just thrashing me. Now, this is a 9 to 10 foot animal made of muscle in its element, and I'm just a hairless, you know, panicking sea monkey trying to get out. There's just nothing you can do.
Right,
and
right.
So you're just totally powerless. And so I took me under, and I basically told myself, you're not going home today. You're going to die right now. Mm. So I let go, and I was just waiting for death to take me. And then the shark, you know, its teeth met in the middle of my hamstring and ripped out my hamstring and my hand in the same bite. And because I had my wetsuit on, it made me buoyant, and I wasn't attached to it anymore. So while the shark's swimming away, swallowing me, I popped to the surface and swim back to my safety boat with one hand and one leg through a pool of my own blood.
Oh, gosh. And you never, you never lost consciousness?
Once I got into the boat, the boys, my teammates got me and pulled me in, and just out of the sheer relief of not being in the water and not getting eaten again, I relaxed and I passed out. But my mate Tomo, you know, he thought I was going into cardiac arrest because the wounds were just horrific.
Right.
And so he's pummeling me in the chest to wake me up, and it does. And I look over, and my hand's gone freshly ripped off by a shark.
Mm.
And I look up, and Tomo's beating the crap out of me, and I just think, today sucks.
Today sucks. Which also could have been the name of your book. We're talking to Paul DeGelder here on the National Defense. His new book is called Shark, Why We Need to Save the World's Most Misunderstood Predator. So, obviously, after a shark takes your hand and most of your leg, you would write a book about how to save sharks. What is wrong with you?
So many things I can't even tell you, but I think that's pretty true for a lot of us military people. We want to experience life. You know, life is about having stories and adventures, and if we don't have them to look back on, then what was the point?
So, you'd never seen a shark before this, and then you were partially eaten by a shark. And did that just immediately spur you to find out more about these creatures?
Absolutely not. I never blamed the shark because it was a shark doing sharky stuff, you know?
Right.
I chose this life. It could have been parachuting, a bomb, a gun, a motorcycle.
Sure.
It could have been anything. At least this way I got a cool story out of it. but really, my entire focus was just getting back to work. Because the shark attack was so huge in the Australian media, the military had to come out and make a statement. And the chief of the Navy actually came out and said, as long as Paul wants a job in the Navy, he'll have one. But I don't think he realized I wanted my old job back. So that was the plan. I stayed in hospital for 9 weeks. I ended up having to have the rest of my leg taken off from the knee down.
Mm.
But 2 days after that, I was like trying to train from my bed with TheraBands and doing one-arm chin-ups on the bar above my bed because I didn't want to lay there being a victim. I didn't want to have nothing to do and overthink the situation. I had a big impossible goal, and that was to get back to work. And I was inspired by movies like Men of Honor with Cuba Gooding Jr.
Sure.
So that sort of stuff, and people that I knew that had recovered, and I watched, we have the wealth of the world's knowledge within a few keystrokes. I could get onto Google and I could look at the latest, greatest prosthetics, and I could watch YouTube videos of Paralympic athletes. And so with that, I had all the tools at my disposal. I just needed to make sure my mind was going to work with it. And so
sure.
Instead of laying around thinking about what I'd lost, I started planning for what I was going to gain back. And I got out of hospital after 9 weeks, and I trained my butt off. We didn't have any military rehabilitation hospitals, and so I just did it myself. I lived at Bondi Beach, and I went to the Army base every day, one hand, one leg, to learn how to use my body again. And after 6 months, I went back to work as a clearance diving instructor. And so that was
wow.
all of my focus. It wasn't until a couple of years later that the Sharks came back into the picture. When 60 Minutes wanted to do a show, and they took me to Fiji to go face to face with the species that nearly killed him.
Right, right.
And then, and then that episode on the last dive, I'd been watching these guys hand feed bull sharks, and I'm like, screw it, I'm going to do it. And I looked at the guy running it, and he's like, all right, go for it. So I put a little chainmail glove on, and I hand fed a massive bull shark, and I was like, that was cool.
Wow.
And so, then along comes Discovery Channel a year later, offering me an opportunity to go on an adventure and see some great whites. And I'm like, yeah, what an adventure. Let's go do that. And it just turned into a whole career. And now I get to do motivational speaking on stage. I live in California. I get to travel America talking to people, telling people about dealing with adversity and overcoming tough scenarios and mindset and all that sort of stuff, work on Shark Week, do some acting. I can't even regret it now. What's to regret?
Sure, what a stud.
I got to put on a couple of robot limbs in the morning, but hey, that's life.
Wow. What a stud. I mean, well, an incredible story, Paul. The new book is called Shark, Why We Need to Save the World's Most Misunderstood Predator. Man, thank you for coming on the show. It's just an honor to talk to you, and continued great success, man.
My pleasure, mate. Thanks for having me.
We'll be right back here on the National Defense.